Is a time for quest of Hinduism, and that is the interaction between you and us. When I say that, yes, you can contact us by the number 832-704-9273 with today's topic. What is the real name of today's Hinduism? What is the real name of Hinduism? Hindu Dharma, Hinduism. Is this the right name of the Dharma? That's what we want to know from you. So call here. 832-704-9273. See, we in India are the children of the rishis and the munis. And who are they? Rishis. Rishis have meditated, experience the effect of the spiritual being or entity whom we call God, Lord. And that has happened in India with the following, the original scripture of the humanity, Veda. We talked about Veda last week. And this Veda is given by God through the meditation to these rishis and munis and sages and everybody, whoever did that meditation. And then it proved to be the great knowledge, and that knowledge, along with the Veda, we call that Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal, and that way the Sanatana Veda. So the beliefs or the experience of that Veda of these rishis, they are the spiritual scientists. And those scientists have done a great job to the people throughout the world, and particularly in the land of river Sindhu, Ganga, Yamuna, Maha, Krishna, Kaveri, Godavari. These are all the rivers where these ancient people living near those rivers, they had experienced this Sanatan Vedic way of life. And that is the also called in India today Sanatan Vedic Dharma. And from West, that name became Hinduism because they called the Hindus as the people living on the east of river Sindhu. They could not even speak or say Sindhu, so they said Hindu. Mm-hmm. And from there, Hindustan came up, and those Hindu people who are there living in those areas between Sindhu and Ganga, Yamuna and that part of the Hindustan or the today's India, or the original name of also India is Bharat. So that way this Hindu, that big community's name was Hindu, the people who are living there, and their religion was still there from the Sanatan Vedic knowledge. So that way the Sanatan Vedic Dharma is our Dharma and not the real name like a Hinduism, which is very much popularly known to the people. And it is not only known, but it is given or the force to the world, the name like Hinduism. But that our real name should be Sanatan Vedic Dharma. And it's very difficult, it's very hard to understand, particularly the Western people. It's generally posted only for, like a Western correspondent, they go there, or even Western university professors, they just go through the all the ideas from these Western minds only. And so it's very hard for them to understand this real Sanatan Veda. They are very strong, these people, and biased ideas, prejudices, misconceptions. So that way, they always try to enforce their own ideas and the names and everything on this planet Earth. But as a Hindu, which is also not word I should use, but yes, as the followers of the Sanatan Veda, we should always follow that in the right way of life. And let us call us Sanatan Vedic Dharma people.
That is correct. And you know, you said Sanatan Vedic Dharma, you know, if we elaborate the word Dharma, that doesn't mean going to temple and praying God and, you know, doing worshipping and all that. But Dharma also teaches us the way of life, the foundation of life, how to live, what to do throughout your life and everything. And that is what all about Dharma. And if you talk about like Hinduism, the Dharma about Hindu, you know, all those books, all holy books, including Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, everybody is teaching us some kind of a way of a life to make our life really beautiful. And if you follow those kind of a principles that is given in those books and in our Dharma, your life will become happy forever. And that is what all about, you know, Dharma here that it comes to.
Yes, dharma should be the way of life. And the mainly from the Veda. Veda is the ancient knowledge of the whole planet Earth and the for the humanity. It's not only for today's India. That knowledge should be throughout the world. And that is the reason why 5,000 years back, Lord Krishna also, after preaching Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that is called the extract of the Veda, Upanishad. And those ideas and ideals given to Arjuna, but after that, it is said that after that Mahabharata war, he was in the all the parts, particularly in the West, all the way up to South America. And he has preached the same ideals of this Sanatan Vedic Dharma and tried to make it the whole world. The world has to have this kind of the thoughts, ideas, and the follow-ups, so they can have their lives really towards the Godhead, and finally they can liberate, have moksha, and join with the Lord. That is the purpose of the life, and that's what is taught by the Sanatan Vedic Dharma and Sanatan Veda, and that is the way of life it is teaching. So those scriptures are really important. It's not only scripture, but it's dharma itself for the people who live in India first, and it can be said for the whole world.
I was looking one of the article and I found a definition of Sanatan Dharma, which is interesting. Well, it's true, I think. So, Sanatan Dharma is by its very essence a term that is devoid of sectarian learning or ideological divisions. This is evident by the very term itself. The two words, Sanatan Dharma, comes from the ancient Sanskrit language. Sanatana is a Sanskrit word that denotes that which is anadi, beginningless. Ananta means endless and does not cease to be. That which is eternal and everlasting. With its rich connections, Dharma is not translated to any other language. Dharma is from dhri, meaning to hold together, to sustain. Its approximate meaning is natural law, or those principles or reality which are inherent in the very nature and design of the universe. Thus, the term Sanatana Dharma can be roughly translated to mean the natural, ancient, and eternal way. When translated to English, Sanatan refers to eternal, perennial, never beginning nor ending, abiding, universal, ever-present, unceasing, natural and enduring, while dharma refers to harmony, the way, righteousness, compassion, natural law, truth, teaching, tradition, philosophy, order, universal law, religion, wisdom, divine conformity, cosmic norm, blueprint, inherent nature, law of being and duty. So that's tells me that Sanatana Dharma is, does not pertain to any religion in the sense that we call Christianity or Islamic or any other religion, or even the Hindu. The term itself, Sanatana Dharma, is an eternal law, and that should hold good for the whole humanity.
Yes, so as we know, it is all for the planet Earth. But the problem is here, this today's intelligent mass, particularly from the Western side, and they are the fundamentalists described by the British and the today's Indian Marxist, Hindus have been at the receiving end of persecution for 1600 years. First wave upon wave of Muslim invasions, which tried in the most ruthless and horrifying manner to wipe off Hinduism from the face of the earth, then the more insidious European colonization, but no less harmful, witness the Portuguese, who crucified countless Brahmins in Goa. So this one is done by the mainly the people, the invaders coming from outside, and they wanted to change this dharma, Sanatana Vedic dharma, to their whatever their beliefs. And so in August 15th, after this unified Indian people, so-called Indian today. But the India name itself is, you know how that India came up?
Yes, that is some full form of independence nation declared in August.
Right. Independent nation declared in August. And August 15th, 1947, that was the day. And Britisher gave that name India.
India.
On that day. Before that, it was Hindustan.
Hindustan.
And before the Hindus and the name of Hindus and Hindustan came up, given by the Arabistan and Iranian people, that was Bharat.
Bharat.
And that Bharat name also from this first emperor of the whole that country, or that kind of, you know, land around the Sindhu and Ganga and all the way up to south. Dravidians, now they are talking about different Dravidians and the Aryans. No. Aryans were there. Dravidians, they became Dravidians after this language, Tamil, was discovered or was taught by Muni Agastya. He went to South and he developed this new language, a little different from Sanskrit. And in the north part of Bharat, Sanskrit has been the main, you know, language for other offshoots of Sanskrit language. Gujarati, Marathi, Punjabi, Bengali, Odia, all these, Assamese, those languages are outshoot of the Sanskrit language. And then when Agastya started this Tamil, so from south, there were these Telugu, Tamil, Malayali, and Kannada. But those languages have the Sanskrit words in there. And so, these Aryans were there. Lord Krishna said that I have put the seed, I am the Bijaprada Pita. So it is right from the beginning. It's not that some Aryan kind of a people came from other side of the planet Earth. No, they did not come from the north or Norway or that area. They were there all the time in Bharat following the Sanatan Vedic Dharma from the Veda and Upanishad. Right, Vishvesh?
That is correct.
What do you think about priesthood?
Priesthood is this kind of a person who, you know, make people follow and, you know, about dharma and about religion, I think. Right? And, you know, based on that, since that time, as you were saying that, you know, before even India's name was there, the Bharat name was there. During that time, as you said, you know, there was the Bharat name came through the name of a king that used to be there, and that's how our country name called Bharat. And since that time, you know, all religious people are following dharma and, you know, trying to follow up with a lot of things.
Well, I was looking at this, and it says the nature of Sanatan Dharma is God-centered rather than profit-centered, experience-based rather than belief-based, beyond any historical date of founding, the process of growth which comes from the seed, inherent in and inclusive of all, in the world while above the world, both immanent and transcendent, the whole and the parts, loving of all and excluding of none. So that's the nature of the Sanatana Dharma. That means it does not differentiate between anybody.
That is true. I mean, it is even Hinduism, or if it's about Christianity or Islam, everybody says same thing. It's all about dharma, and, you know, their main idea about, you know, about following for the people are the same thing. They are just telling same thing in all the dharma. The only thing is, you know, we're looking at those things in a different way.
Well, it's called dogma.
Yes.
Dogmatic believing, that becomes a cult. And then in that sense, what happens? That's limited, and there is no progress of that. They are following only the one person, one book, and the one beliefs. So, and it's not in the Sanatana Vedic Dharma. And that is the reason why in Bharat, all the other so-called dharmas are there. They are existing today. Hinduism, Islam, Christianity,
yes.
Judaism, Jainism, Buddhism, Sikhism. These are all the different so-called different beliefs.
Different beliefs.
But one way or other, they all have come from the Sanatana Veda.
Veda, right.
And you know, even we follow that. We believe in that Sanatana right. Veda, original scripture of us.
And you know, if you even see the outcome of those lines in those books, they are the same. They are the same outcome.
All right, we have Bhavi after a long time. How are you, Bhavi?
I'm good. How are
good.
You?
Good. Okay, the spring break going on now, huh?
Yeah, today's good. The last day.
Today's the last. Okay. But, yes, you can do beautiful bhajan or whatever you want to sing today. We are ready.
So, Bhavi, what is this bhajan about? Is it a bhajan of Krishna?
Yeah. It's called Main Giridhar Ke Ghar Jaun.
Okay, so it's a kind of a spring break kind of a bhajan?
I guess.
That is trying to go to for a vacation or something?
Yeah. मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, 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 गिरिधर मारो साचो प्रीतम, गिरिधर मारो साचो प्रीतम, देखत रूप लुभाओ, देखत रूप लुभाओ, मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, रैन पड़े तब ही उठ जाऊं, रैन पड़े तब ही उठ जाऊं, भोर भय उठिया, रैन दिनावा के संग खेलो, जो गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, जहां बैठा व्यतीत ही बैठूं, जहां बैठा व्यतीत ही बैठूं, बेचे तो बिक जाऊं, मैं बेचे तो बिक जाऊं, मेरी उनकी प्रीत पुरानी, मेरी पुरानी, उन बिन पल न रहाऊं, मैं उन बिन पल न रहाऊं, जो पहरावे जो पहरावे सोई पहरो, जो दे सोई खाऊं, मैं मीरा के प्रभु गिरिधर नागर, बार बार बलि जाऊं, मैं बार बार बलि जाऊं, मैं गिरिधर के घर 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 जाऊं।
Very
good. Wonderful. Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. You can call us with your comments at 832-704-9273. And now let's listen to another bhajan.
Ravilochana bhava mochana
Let us see, what is Hinduism? Hinduism is the world's oldest extant religion with a billion followers, which makes it the world's third largest religion. Hinduism is the conglomeration of religious, philosophical, and cultural ideas and practices that originated in India, characterized by the belief in reincarnation, one absolute being of multiple manifestation, the law of cause and effect, following the path of righteousness and the desire for liberation from the cycle of births and deaths. How is Hinduism unique from other religion? It says that Hinduism cannot be neatly slotted into any particular belief system. Unlike other religions, Hinduism is a way of life, a dharma, that is the law that governs all action. It has its own beliefs, traditions, and advanced system of ethics, meaningful rituals, philosophy and theology. The religious tradition of Hinduism is slowly responsible for the creation of such original concepts and practices as yoga, Ayurveda, Vastu, Jyotish, Yajna, Puja, Yajna, Tantra, Vedant, and Karma. We were talking about this earlier also, that Hinduism also includes the not only going to temple and worshipping the god and how to perform a ritual. But it has also science in behind that. Like, for example, like all Ayurveda, you know, we were just talking about the diseases going on in India right now, which, you know, taking a lot of lives right now. But our Ayurveda says that it has a solution. It has a solution of how to cure any particular kind of a problem, that is Ayurveda. And we were talking about the rivers earlier also, where, you know, those rivers, we believe that river as the goddess. And, you know, because that river provide us a lot of water, provide us a life, and, you know, that is how our whole dharma, whole Veda, it's defining, it's all about saying, living a life, and way of live life happily.
Prabhu hum pe kripa karna, daya karna, kripa karna. प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना प्रभु हम पे दया करना प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना प्रभु हम पे दया करना वैकुंठ तो यही है हृदय में रहा करना प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना प्रभु हम पे दया करना गूंजेंगे राग बनकर वीणा की तार बनके प्रगटोगे नाथ मेरे हृदय में प्यार बनके हृदय में प्यार बनके हर रागनी की धुन पर स्वर बनके उठा करना प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना
प्रभु हम पे दया करना। नाचेंगे मोर बनकर हे श्याम तेरे द्वारे, घन श्याम छाए रहना बन करके मेघ कारे, बन करके मेघ कारे, अमृत की धार बनकर प्यासों पे दया करना, प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना, प्रभु हम पे दया करना। तेरे वियोग में हम दिन रात हैं उदासी, अपनी शरण में ले लो हे नाथ ब्रज के वासी, हे नाथ ब्रज के वासी, तुम सो हम शब्द बन कर प्राणों में रमा करना, प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना, प्रभु हम पे दया करना, बैकुंठ तो यही है हृदय में रहा करना, प्रभु हम पे कृपा करना, प्रभु हम पे दया करना।
We were talking about that science and Ayurveda, those are the same and we all are trying to combine them together. It says that science and religion agreeing, giving is good for you. How generous souls bless the world and themselves at the same time. The wise ones knew it all along, but now scientists have proved it to be true. Giving is good for you. Giving affects our brain chemistry, reports Arthur Brooks in the New York Sun. It is induced endorphins that produce very mild euphoric sensation. Charity also lowers the stress hormones that cause unhappiness. Generous people were found to have a dramatical lower level of the stress hormones cortisol, epinephrine and neurofilament in the brains. The bottom line is that giving is not just good for your favorite cause, it's good for you too, for relief from stress and depression. It is probably more cost effective than whatever your doctor might prescribe, and it's not illegal or fattening. Satguru Sivai Subramanyam Swami, Hinduism Today's founder, taught that you can't give anything away but that is comes back to you in one form or another. That is a law. He explained that the door that opens within you when you give is the same door that lets abundance in. When you have cracked open that one door, it is cracked open. When you leave it open wide, it is open wide. The Guru was giving us the great gift with those words. He established the Hinduism Today Production Fund as a channel for those who would share the magazine's vision and want to keep it alive and thriving. We invite you to join those noble ones and keep the door good for fortune flung wide open by giving generous to the production fund. So it is saying that it's about donation, you know, giving away of a thing. So everybody thinks that if I give away, if I put some donation, it will give away from me. But he's saying, no, it won't give away from you, but the more will come back towards you. That is what all about this science, right, and giving away thing they are trying, yeah, to connect.
And in the, as it said, this article, it says that this is already proven by the, you know, ancient people. Even today the scientists are doing that. And that is the reason why in our old time, the Shams, 10%
correct
of your income should
donate
be
for
donated.
Generous cause, yeah.
10% of that should be donated, and Christianity is still following. So this is a real good idea to do that by everybody, wherever they can do that charity and the donation.
Thank you. दया धर्म नहीं तोरे मन मा दया धर्म नहीं तोरे मन मा मुखड़ा क्या देखे दर्पण दया धर्म नहीं तोरे मन
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-398-5410 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thanks to you, all artists, producers and publishers, for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM, or log on to tunein.com or download application on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And now it's a Mangalam time, Mangal for the whole universe.
Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala. Adi Purusha Namaha.